torn from embrace and cast into the world, a screaming little boy and girl. We drew that first breath, we had some sense of what we'd left. It had me crying in my mother's arms. We learn to pay the rent. Yes, I learned to forget your face. The scent of your skin lingering like a shadow on a memory. And no strangers we meet. Is it you? My highest love, my highest love, my highest love. Will we?
Sunday morning, everyone. It is 13 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. Today is Sunday, June the 24th, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and multicasting at iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on another edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here every Sunday. Just about every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. And to get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective of what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 417 here on WMFO in Metrid. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to Major League Baseball, American League yesterday. The A's 7 and the White Sox 6. The Rangers 9 and the Twins 6. The Rays 4 and the Yankees zip. Cleveland 4 and the Tigers 1. The Mariners 7 and the Red Sox 2. Astros 4 and the Royals 3. That game went 12 innings. The Blue Jays 4 and the Angels 1. Over in the National League, the Marlins 6 and the Rockies 2. Phillies 5 and the Nationals 3. The Diamondbacks 7 and the Pirates 2. The Giants 5 and the Padres 3. The Cardinals 3 and the Brewers 2. The Reds 11 and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers 8 and the Mets 3. and the Orioles 7 and the Braves 5 in the only interleague game yesterday. In that Red Sox game, Zui Lin went 0 for 4. He was brought up because Xander Bogaerts, after all the talk about not sliding in head first, he hurt his pinky finger, I don't know which hand, and so therefore he was not able to play. So Lin came up, he went 0 for 4, hitting 167 on the season. Andrew Benintendi went 1 for 4, he's hitting 295. J.D. Martinez went 2 for 4, scored a run, he's hitting 326. Mitch Moreland went 2 for 4, scored a run with an RBI, he's hitting 300 on the season. Brock Holt went 0 for 3 with a walk, he's hitting 294. Rafael Devers went 0 for 3, he's hitting 236. Swihart came in for Devers, probably getting a right-handed bat in there, I guess, against a left-handed pitcher. Swihart went 0 for 1, he's hitting 149. Eduardo Nunez was the DH yesterday, and he went 1 for 3 with an RBI, with also got a walk, he's hitting 251. Christian Vasquez went 0 for 4, he's hitting 211. And Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0 for 3 with a walk, he's hitting 178. He did hit a line drive back to the pitcher. Could have been the base hit, except for a great fielding play by the pitcher. Leak, I believe, was pitching for Seattle. Erod went 4 innings, gave up 7 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned. 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. He had a 3.86 ERA. Velasquez came in, pitched 3 innings, gave up 6 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned, struck out 1. He had a 2.50 ERA. Workman went an inning, struck out 1 with 2 Ks. He had a 1.18 ERA. Hembree came in, pitched the 9th inning with a, gave up 1 walk and a K. He had a 3.86 ERA. Excuse me. Mookie Betts didn't play. He was a little under the weather. He was there. I guess in an emergency, he could have gotten in, but there was no emergency. Red Sox never were close in the game. And so, therefore, he had the night off. Rainy, drizzly night. Anyway, he probably deserved the night off. Okay. I have a few suggestions. One of them, I guess I mentioned before, when Drew Pomeranz comes off the injured reserve list, and I guess he's going to do that very shortly, I would go with a 6-man pitching rotation. And the reason for that is that the bullpen has been doing really well in most instances. They did blow one recently. But overall, the bullpen has been doing really well. And that would stretch out the starting pitchers, keep right in the rotation, even though he didn't do well his last time out. But hey, neither did Erod this time. And so, therefore, you know, you go with the flow. I think we've got a very good pitching staff. And if we get Thornburg back from IR, and I guess he's still, you know, trying to rehab down in Pawtucket, that the bullpen will get a little bit better. And hey, it would be a question of who you're going to cut from the bullpen then when he's ready to come up. So rather than put Pomeranz in the bullpen, I'd keep him in the starting rotation, and hopefully that would give our starting pitchers a little more respite. And when it comes playoff time, I think we should make the playoffs. When it comes playoff time, that you know, they shouldn't be fatigued if that was the case last year. So that's suggestion number one. Suggestion number two. I don't know if Jackie Bradley Jr. has any options, but if he has, I would send him down to Pawtucket, and I would bring up Rosny Castillo. They're paying this guy all kinds of big-time money, and you know, he's hitting over 300 down there. Played a decent outfield. I would bring him up, and hey, it's a competition. You know, we've got to try and get some action out of the bottom of that lineup. Christian Vasquez, Sandy Leon, Swihart occasionally when he catches, or whatever else position he puts in. They have not been knocking the ball, cover off the ball as yet. And I would not make it a permanent thing for Jackie. I would see if he went goes down to Pawtucket and he hits decently, gets some stroke in, takes some of the pressure off. We'll see whether he earns his way back or not. If he doesn't, well, you know, hey, there you go. You probably would have been better off trying to trade him, I guess, if from the major league level than have him go down to the minors. And maybe there are some teams out there that think that they know what to do to get him, you know, to get his bat to, you know, to up to a decent average. Anyway, we'll see what happens. But those are my opinions as what the Red Sox should do. And I'd love to hear from you. See what you think could be done. You know, our pitching has been so good, and our hitting has been timely enough so that we haven't fallen behind the Yankees, who have been just as hot as we have been up until recently. And, you know, if we want to win the division and I have that one game playoff thing, that's the way we need to go, I think. 425 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, June the 24th, 2018 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sport, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in that sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Summer, the Boston Rescue Mission is looking to you for your generous support. Your support rescues desperate women and men from despair to a better life. The transition out of being homeless and hopeless can be a bumpy road with successes and occasional failures. No matter how long it takes, eventually the successes start to add up. People like James and Kenneth become stronger and more independent by sharing their stories. They learn how to change harmful habits. They successfully transition, but they do not forget your compassion. Now it's summer. Donations drop. People are on vacation, but needs continue. In hot weather, our guests face even greater difficulties. Thank you again for your compassion, and may God bless you. From Reverend John Salmon, President of the Boston Rescue Mission. And you can send your donations to the Boston Rescue Mission, 39 Kingston Street, Boston, Mass. 02111. Or you can call 617-338-9000. Or you can reach them on the email at www.brm.org. That's www.brm.org. Message brought to you by your friends here at WMFL, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, 4:30 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's continue on. Before we do, let's look at the Major League Baseball standings. Yankees lost, Red Sox lost. The Yankees are 50-24. The Red Sox are 51-27. Tampa Bay, Toronto, and Baltimore bring up the rear. In the Central Division, Cleveland won. They're 42-33. Detroit, Minnesota, Chicago, and Kansas City follow. They aren't close. Out west, the Houston Astros, world champion Houston Astros, they won yesterday, making them 51-27 on the season. Seattle also won. They're 46-31. They are 3.5 games back, followed by the Angels, Oakland, and Texas. In the National League, in the Eastern Division, the Atlanta Braves lost yesterday, making them 43-32. And the Philadelphia Phillies won. And so they are now a game and a half behind, followed by the Washington Nationals, who lost yesterday. They're at 40-35, 3.5 games behind, followed by New York and Miami. In the Central Division, the Milwaukee Brewers are in first place, although they lost yesterday. They're 45-31. Chicago Cubs having a hard time, 42-32. They are 2 games back, followed by St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati. Out west, Arizona, Tony Lovullo's team, 43-33. Followed by the LA Dodgers, and they also won. They're 40-35, 2.5 games behind. Colorado Rockies having a good year, although they lost yesterday. They're 38-39. The Giants and San Diego bring up the rear. They're not that far behind. Okay, that's as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. Oh, one or more thing. I understand that there is consideration now in the major leagues to have the DH in both leagues, and it's about time. I believe part of the situation, it was Tanaka for the Yankees running the bases, pulled both hamstrings. And he's out for a while. And so that didn't sit well in New York. And I've been saying that the last year I remember Chris Sale hitting a ball while in playing against the Philadelphia Phillies and running the first base. You know, pretty good athlete, but I'm saying, oh my goodness, don't pull a hamstring or, you know, turn an ankle or anything like that. You know, you're the hub of our staff last year. It didn't happen, but I could see it happening, and to me, it just did not make any sense. If the National League does not like the DH and they think that the way they play the game is better, why not use the DH when they come to American League parks? No. When they come to American League parks, they use a DH. But when we go to their park, we can't use our DH, who are probably paying big bucks. We had to figure out ways to get David Ortiz into the lineup last year. And to me, that doesn't make any sense. Never made any sense. You're putting your pitchers at risk, who you're paying big bucks to, because they're not doing it on a regular basis. If you're a National League team and you have a pitcher that really hits really well, I think Bumgardner is a good hitter for the Giants. Hey, stick him in there. We don't care. But as far as I'm concerned, if I'm an owner of a Major League Baseball team in the American League, when I go into a National League park, I am going to play my DH. And I don't understand why there hasn't been more of a ruckus about that anyway. From the American League owners. But anyway, they're talking about it. They're considering it. There's some talk here. So we'll see what happens. 4:35 here on WMFO. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, June the 24th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, it's 57 degrees outside our studio. We're going to have a weather update along about 6:30 here on WMFO on the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Stay tuned for that. You know how to dress for today. Okay, and then WNBA yesterday. The Dream 75 and the Sun 70. The Wings 101 and the Sparks 72. The Mystics 93 and the Sky 77. The Aces, 88, and the Liberty, 78. The Lynx, 83, and the Mercury, 72. And the Storm, 72, and the Fever, 63. And that Suns game, Ogunquwa, got 16 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist and a steal. Jay Jones got 4 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists and 2 steals. Jay Thomas got 13 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists and 2 steals. Strickland got 3 points, 1 rebound and 1 block. C. Williams got 4 points, 3 rebounds and 2 steals. Tuck got 2 points and 4 rebounds. Laney did not score but got 4 rebounds and assists. B. Jones got 1 point, 3 rebounds and 2 assists. Bantam got 9 points, 2 rebounds, 1 block. And Bentley got 18 points, 1 rebound, 4 assists, and 3 steals. So the Sun, who got off to a great start, have been struggling since. And I don't have my standings in front of me, but I don't think they're in first place any longer. But anyway, we'll see what happens from this point on. Where are we going next? 4:39 here on WMFO in Medford. Okay, I know all of you soccer fans want to know World Cup scores. Yesterday, Belgium 5 and Tunisia 2. Mexico 2 and South Korea 1. Germany 2 and Sweden 1. So, there you go. I don't know who's playing today. As I've said before, I am not a hawker. I am not a soccer fan. And so therefore, I don't watch much and I know little. And so therefore, we give you scores and you make the best of it. Yeah, so I guess the best that we can do. 4:40 here at WFO Metro, host Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, June the 24th, 2018 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. If it has nothing to do with soccer, hey, but if it has something to do with soccer and you're a cogent and relevant expertise on the soccer field, you can tell us all what's going on. Come on, give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. We'll let you do your soccer talking thing. How about that? And I thought that I had the WNBA standing, but I don't. No, I guess I don't. I can give you some World Cup standings here. In Group A, Russia has 6 points. Uruguay have 6 points. Egypt and Saudi Arabia are blanked. In Group B, Spain has 4 points. Portugal has 4 points. Portugal won, so maybe they got, I don't know how many points you get for a win. But anyway, then there's Iran with 3 and Morocco with Zippo. In Group C, France leads with 6 points, followed by Denmark with 4. Australia and Peru bring up the rear. In Group D, Croatia did not play yesterday, and they have 6 points, followed by Iceland, Argentina, and Nigeria. In Group E, Brazil and Switzerland have 4 points apiece, followed by Serbia and Costa Rica. In Group F, Sweden, 3 points. Mexico, 3 points. Followed by Germany and the Korea Republic. In Group G, Belgium, 3 points. England, 3 points. Tunisia and Panama bring up the rear. And in Group H, Japan, 3 points. Senegal, 3 points. Poland and Colombia are scoreless. 4:43 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. This is the Sunday, June the 24th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, it's 4:45 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. Multicasting on the internet at WMFO.org and iTunes.com radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. 4:46 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. And I guess the big thing around here, excuse me, The Boston Celtics in the draft only had one pick. It was at pick number 27. They did not expect to get someone as good as the player that they got. They got 6'10", 6'9 and a half, or whatever, Mike Williams from Texas A&M, who is a defensive marvel. He played 2 years of college basketball, and he could provide the rebounding on both boards of the off the bench that the Celtics needed. Actually, that might have been in the playoffs, that might have been resolved to some degree by having Daniel Theis, but he was out with a knee injury, and so we did not have him during the playoffs, and it hurt down the end. We were really short as far as key players are concerned, because we had probably 40, 45 points sitting on the bench. So I'm saying to everybody, nobody knows how good this Celtics team really can be. And we're going to find out when the new season starts with a healthy Kyrie Irving, a healthy Gordon Hayward, a healthy Daniel Theis, and now Mike Williams. Like I said, Mike Williams was picked at the 27th point on the draft by the Celtics, their only pick, and he is a defensive phenom, loves to play D. His offense is not yet at the NBA level, but we'll take him. If he can come off the bench with the rest of our guys, with our second team guys, it's going to be interesting to see who starts for the Celtics this year, because with Irving back, he's going to be the starting point guard. And that means Terry Rozier is off, obviously coming off the bench. Jaylen Brown started last year at shooting guard. Will he be the shooting guard? Or will it be Haywood? Or maybe Tatum? Tatum, I'm saying it, not 6'9 or 6'10. He's probably going to be our small forward with Al Horford probably playing the power forward position. And Baines at center. And then we've got Theis and this new kid Williams behind him coming off the bench. And so therefore our bench could probably be one of the best benches in the entire league, going maybe 10, 12, 15 people deep. We don't know who they're going to carry, but that's possible because, you know, somebody's going to go to the bench who was starting last year. That's for sure. So you may get, and also we also have, hopefully, going to re-sign Marcus Smart. So if Smart is at the shooting guard position along with Rozier, then that means that Brown or Tatum, depending on who comes off the bench, is going to be at the small forward position. Either way, it makes it pretty awesome. And then we get guys like Gabusele and Ojale, who didn't play a big part, although Ojale did play a big part in the Milwaukee series by guarding the Greek Freak. And hold him under control. He, you know, did fairly well against LeBron James. No one does tremendously well against LeBron James, but he was another body to throw out there. And we got Marcus Morris also coming off the bench. It'll be interesting to see whether Greg Monroe makes the club this year. He didn't get much of a play, although I saw him playing fairly well the few games I saw. You know, there was a lot of talk about him, his problem being on the defensive end of this, but I don't think that's a major problem. I think he's a pretty good rebounder. He gets points inside. He may not be the space-to-floor three-point shooting person that the league seems to be going toward, but I see them getting valuable minutes out of him as the season goes on if he makes the ball club. And I believe his contract is manageable, and so therefore that's not should not be an issue. The talk was about the possibility of Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James being available. Well, we'll wait and see. LeBron still has until the end of this week, I believe, to make a decision. Friday, the 27th, something like that, somewhere around there. And whether he's going to re-up in Cleveland or whether he's going to go somewhere else. And if he's going to go somewhere else, where is he going to go? Everybody's talking about him possibly going to the L.A. Lakers along with Paul George. Question is, if that's the case, who is Cleveland going to get in it? You know, that's the only way they can work that. I guessed it out. L.A. has to drop a lot of people. To work LeBron and his max super max contract into their lineup. I understand he's not gonna settle for less than top value, and of course that's, you know, all this is just hearsay right now. No one knows for sure. Cleveland thinks they have a good chance of having him return there. So if that's the case, they're probably looking for some complimentary pieces that's not going to blow them way up the salary scale and into the luxury tax situation. So they have their own problems. In the East, Philadelphia here again, if you're going to go to Philadelphia, they're going to have the same problem. They're going to have to disrupt their present club with some, you know, fairly key players for him to go anywhere. Same thing with San Antonio. If they were trying to move Kawhi Leonard to some other ball club, unless it's a non-contender, they're not going to be able to say, okay, well, we're coming in here and we're adding these big names and we're going to be, you know, the top of the hub. It's 4:53 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, June the 24th, last Sunday in the month of June. June the 24th, 2018 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. Just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-9636. 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay, 4:56 here on WMFO in Medford. A little Patriots talk. The Patriots have signed their number one pick, the offensive lineman, named Wynn, I believe. And they only have Sony Michel, who was his teammate at Georgia Tech, I believe, where they played, is the only unsigned player. And everybody says that he is going to be an awesome player as the Patriots rotate individuals out of the running backs out of out of their rotation there that. He had the ability, they believe, since he was not the number one running back on his college team, that he has the ability to be a horse and not being used every single play, since they believe is going to work in his favor. So we'll wait and see. Okay. 4:57 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're about to put the wraps on this edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, the first Sunday in the month of July. And we'll be talking sports, baseball. The races are going to be heating up. The All-Star game is going to be approaching and all kinds of other good things going on. So till then, your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week. And the Lord, hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4:57. 4 a.m. We do it all over again. Now, if I just stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. Now, I gotta apologize. Oh, here we go. Last week, I announced that we're going to do gospel with an Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic flavor on Sounds of Praise. And to tell you the truth, my schedule this week was so jam-packed that I couldn't put it all together. But on Mother's Day, I pulled out so much good music. We did our program, Great Women of Gospel Music. I said I was going to do a part two. I think I announced it for sometime next month, but it's going to be this Sunday. And next Sunday, hopefully, we're going to get gospel with an Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic flavor all lined up for you. So stay tuned for that. I apologize, but I'm human. Only so many hours in the day and the old body, you know, doesn't always function the way I would like it to function. So therefore, We're bringing you a very good program, but I'm not going to bring you the one that I announced. Hopefully, you'll stay tuned anyway. Sounds of Praise coming your way in a few minutes. Don't you go anywhere.